Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day One Another On, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. Hebrews 10:24. Sit with that for a moment. Let it actually land. The apostle doesn't say focus on yourself. He doesn't say tend your own faith and let everyone else tend theirs. He says, let us consider one another. And that word, consider, is deliberate. It's not a passing glance. It's attention. It's the choice to think about another person, where they are, what they're carrying, what they need to hear today. A faith that works, my friend, looks beyond itself. It asks, how do I help my brother grow? How do I help my sister take the next step? And then the verb, stir up. That verb has real muscle to it. In the original Greek, the idea is to provoke, to awaken, to ignite. This isn't a polite pat on the back. This is breathing life into something that was dying down. This is waking up what had started to sleep. And the direction of that stirring is beautiful, to love and good works. Not rivalry, not guilt, not performance, love, the real word at the right time from someone who actually noticed you, that word can rekindle a desire to love that had grown cold. That word can get someone back on their feet because the desire is already there in the heart of a believer. Sometimes it's just tired. Sometimes life has been heavy and the flame has gone low. That's not failure. That's being human. And that's exactly why God never meant for us to walk alone. Isolation weakens faith the same way an ember pulled away from the fire goes dark. But together, when someone beside you remembers to serve, to forgive, to keep going, faith breathes. Faith grows. Faith outlasts the weariness that would try to put it out. You were made for a community that spurs one another on. And that community needs you. Not as someone who has it all together, but as someone who shows up, who pays attention, who speaks the truth with warmth. Think right now. There is someone in your life who is weary. Maybe weary from praying without seeing an answer. Maybe weary from doing good that no one seems to notice. Maybe on the edge of giving up on something God placed in their heart. You know who it is. The name is already there. Today, here is the call. Go to that person. Not in a vague way. Specifically. Tell them the good you see in them. Tell them what you see God doing in them. Say, I see you. I believe in you. Don't stop. The next step is worth taking. That is what this verse asks for. Not a sermon. Not a long conversation. One intentional, specific word that stirs up what was going quiet. You have that word in you. Now go say it. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.